Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. You know that feeling when your mind starts racing, thoughts spiraling into a vortex of negativity? Like, bam. Suddenly you're replaying every awkward moment from the past week, worrying about things you can't control, or just drowning in self-doubt. We've all been there, right? That's why today's episode is all about creating healthy distractions from those pesky negative thoughts. Because let's face it, sometimes our minds are like that mischievous puppy, cute and playful most of the time, but capable of chewing up your couch if you don't keep them entertained. We're going to explore some practical strategies, inspired by Stoic wisdom, to help you redirect your attention and cultivate a calmer, more focused mind. So, what are these healthy distractions? Let me give you 5 key takeaways that can really make a difference. First off, think physical activity. This isn't just about hitting the gym. It could be anything from taking a brisk walk in nature to doing some yoga or dancing around your living room like nobody's watching, because, trust me, they probably aren't. Exercise has been proven to release endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that can instantly lift your mood and clear your head. Ever notice how much better you feel after a good workout? It's not just in your muscles, it's in your mind too. Second, tap into creativity. Whether it's painting, writing, playing an instrument, or even building something with your hands, find an activity that allows you to express yourself and lose track of time. Creativity is a powerful antidote to negativity because it redirects your energy towards something positive and constructive. Remember, you don't have to be a Picasso or a Shakespeare to benefit from it. Just let your imagination run wild and have some fun with it. Third, connect with others. Reach out to a friend, family member, or even just strike up a conversation with someone new. Social interaction can help you feel less isolated and remind you that you're not alone in your experiences. Sharing your thoughts and feelings with someone you trust can also be incredibly therapeutic. Remember, sometimes all it takes is a listening ear or a shared laugh to shift your perspective. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, although, if that works for you, go for it. It simply means being present in the moment and paying attention to your surroundings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sights, sounds, and smells around you. Even something as simple as feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin can be grounding. Mindfulness helps you break free from those thought loops and bring your focus back to the here and now. Finally, cultivate gratitude. Take a moment each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be your health, your loved ones, a delicious cup of coffee, anything that brings a smile to your face. Gratitude shifts your attention away from what's lacking and towards what's already abundant in your life. So, how does this all work in the real world? Imagine you're scrolling through social media and suddenly find yourself comparing yourself to others, spiraling into feelings of inadequacy. Instead of letting those thoughts take over, try one of these healthy distractions. Put down your phone and go for a quick walk outside. Listen to an upbeat song that makes you want to move. Call a friend and catch up on their life. Focus on the simple pleasure of preparing a healthy meal. Remember, it's about choosing positive actions that pull you away from negativity and towards a more fulfilling experience. Remember, creating healthy distractions isn't about suppressing negative thoughts altogether, it's about managing them effectively and redirecting your energy towards something constructive. By incorporating these Stoic principles into your daily life, you can train your mind to be more resilient, focused, and ultimately happier. So go out there and build that inner strength. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little Stoic wisdom in their day. Leave a review, let me know your thoughts, I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep it Stoic, keep it real, and keep on building that inner strength.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.